Divine Creators, thank you so much for joining with me today. It is 1 o'clock here in the Rocky Mountain area, Mountain Daylight Time, and we are ready for our call to clear our money blocks. So as you're coming into the call, if you're just arriving, I have everybody on mute. So whatever you're doing, I don't think we'll be able to hear you, and hopefully you can hear me. And thank you so much for joining in. This is amazing. I'm watching people pouring into the call. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. So my name is Rachel Claire. I am an entrepreneur, a clairvoyant healer, a teacher, a coach to heart. Centered beings who are ready for change, who are ready to amp up their life or their biz. And you are on my special free training called Clear Your Money Blocks. So thank you so much. This training call is designed to help you learn exactly what is keeping you from having money and how to clear those blocks so that you can amp up your life and your biz and actually receive what you desire in any area of life that is important to you. So whether or not you're an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. If you feel like you may be blocked around money, then this call is for you. So my mission is to help people like you to heal and to remove whatever is in the way of you having the life you know you were born to live. You see, I believe that we are spiritual beings, and we're having a human experience, and we each have come in with a mission and a purpose. There is a special gift, energy, and offering that I know that only you have, and if you don't share it, it will never be, and I think that that's really sad. So we want to clear what is in the way of all of us showing up fully and thriving in this lifetime. It is time to shine. So every day I work with entrepreneurs that have big hearts, great messages, people who can really add value to and change the world, yet they struggle with money blocks. So I created this call to show you exactly why I think we have money blocks, where they came from, what are they? Who did we get them from? And most importantly, how can we clear them? Because we can. So that we can all show up truly as the powerful, capable, and amazing beings that we are. Okay. So I want to offer you a lot of value on this call. So I'm going to do my best to keep it to an hour, but I may go a bit over. And at the end of the call, I'm going to open up for a Q&A session and take your questions. So please take notes, settle in. If you have a question, make sure you write it down and stay on until the end of the call so that you can ask it. Okay. So you might be in one of the following places. And I want you to know that wherever you are, however you are, totally works. So you might have no money. You might have some money, but you're fearful about the future and where more will come from. You might have ideas about how to get money, but you feel stuck or scared to actually take those actions. You may actually have a lot of money, but you want to upgrade that. Maybe it's just enough to cover all your bills and not anything left over. And maybe you're doing awesome. You're rocking. You have regular income, lots of money, but you're ready to up-level and have a new normal, or you have tons of money, but you still have anxiety, and you're ready to really work with your mindset so that you can actually appreciate what you have. Okay, so here we go. We are going to get over our blocks to receiving and having. This is one of the biggest hurdles that people face. We all have money stuff. We're never totally healed. But there is a lot that we can do to clear our blocks so that we can experience having more. I love the quote by Rumi. He said, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Well, to me, this is the same with money. Money is just like love. It's all around. It's who we are. I think we're love, and money is value. It's our source of abundance and sustenance. So it's available to us, perhaps even in some places we can't right now see. So our job is not just to get more money, but it's actually to seek and find all the barriers we have built against receiving and having money and abundance in areas of life that are important to us. So I could teach you just tips on how to make more money right now, but if you have barriers to receiving or underneath you actually believe you're not deserving of having more money, then no matter how much you make, you're not going to be happy, probably won't be able to keep it or enjoy it, and you might find other ways to sabotage yourself, okay? So what we have to do is clear the blocks. Clear the energy of the underlying stories about money. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do today, okay? So here is what we're going to cover in today's call. I'm going to take you through the three biggest blocks that I see that people have to money. And finally, I'll open up for a Q&A session and answer your questions at the end of the call. By the end of the call today, you'll know the three main ways I say you're blocking yourself to having more money, and you'll know your main money blocks, and best of all, you'll know how to clear those blocks and take action. I'm also going to share a great opportunity with you to help you at the end of the call if you are ready to identify and clear more of your personal blocks and create breakthroughs that are important to you. So thank you for showing up on this call today. Showing up is 80% of our success in life. So settle in, get out a notepad and a pen or a pencil, because I may give you some assignments as we go along. So let's dive in, okay? All right. Here's how I'm going to help us dive in. Because I'm an energy healer, I really want to lead you through just a grounding, guided meditation to help you be present here with me on this call. So if you are driving, of course, please don't do this. But if you are at home or in a place where you can nestle in and get connected to yourself and get present, let's do it. So I really invite you to close out any other distractions. So turn off background noise, close your browser, silence your phone, and let's really set aside time right now to connect in with ourselves and to heal our money space so that we can truly create change here today from this call today, right now, okay? So let's just decide that today is the day that things change. How does that sound? All right. So nestling in, finding a place where you can be seated and comfortable and put your feet flat on the earth, uncrossed if you can, and sit up nice and tall and just close your eyes and take some deep breaths, bringing your awareness and your attention to your heart space, thanking you for showing up today for yourself, for your own value. Create transformation in the world, because the more that you have, the more that you receive, the more you can share and give away. Bringing our attention up to our third eye center, to the place where the brows intersect in the center of our head, to that chakra of awareness, of clairvoyance, of vision. Just bring your attention up there, and then I want you to visualize. I want you to imagine that out in front of you there's a tree trunk. And bring it toward you until you're seated upon it. And then imagine that it hooks in at the base of your spine to your root energy level, your root energy center, your root chakra that connects you to the earth and keeps you anchored in your body. And just imagine that this tree trunk, this grounding cord, travels all the way down to the center of the earth where it connects at the center. And have fun with whatever you see down there at the center of the earth. And if you don't see anything, if you're not that much of a visual person, no worries, no problem. Just play with this. Your intention is enough. So just make that grounding cord as wide as your hips and see that it goes, or know that it goes all the way to the center of the earth. And just intend that all energy in your space that is ready to leave, that no longer serves, that is foreign energy, that is not yours, just goes down this grounding cord to the center of the earth where she will transmute it. Then check in with your energy bubble, your boundary, your aura, and just practice with me for a minute because it's fun. Let's just expand our energy out as far as the room that we're in. Just let your energy be nice and big and expand out. And then expand out a little bit more to your neighborhood or the area that you're in. And then let your energy expand out to the town that you're in. Just imagine that you're that big and you're taking up that much space. You don't have to get it right. It doesn't have to be perfect. There's no right or wrong way. Just play. Now imagine that your energy is as big as the state that you are in and as big as the country and as big as the globe. How big can your energy be? Just knowing that you are an expansive, infinite, spiritual, energetic being, and that is really our source of power and how we're going to really create new opportunities for ourselves today. So bring your energy back into a boundary that feels good for you, to a distance around you that feels good for you, and imagine above your head a huge golden sun. And I want you to make it at least twice the size of you, and put a magnet in the center and call all of your energy back to present time. So anywhere that you have energy out there in the future, worry, what's going to happen later, what's going to happen tomorrow, just bring that energy back. And everywhere you've left your energy in the past, whatever you were just doing, wherever you just were last night, yesterday, last year, bring it all back to this present moment. And then fill this golden sun with colors and qualities that feel good for you. So I'm going to be quiet for just a moment and just fill this golden sun with nurturing energy for you. And then when you're ready, go ahead. Add in a dash of amusement and play in kindergarten just in case you're feeling really serious today, because money can be very serious. And let's pop that bubble and let it pour in through the top of our head, oozing like warm honey down the inside of our body, down our face and our throat, our shoulders and neck, and down our arms and out our hands, down every bone, muscle, fiber, through our midsection, down our legs, our knees, our ankles, our toes, and all the way around us in 360 degrees. Open your eyes and take a look around and settle in with some nice cleansing breaths. And here we go. So I want to share with you, first of all, that I am not some entrepreneur who is saying, hey, I've got it all figured out. I'm perfect now. I have no money blocks, no issues. Let me tell you what to do. That's not true. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and my story and how this came to be, me talking to you about money. Okay, so I was born in Ohio, and my parents separated when I was 2 years old. And my mom raised me after that on her own. And so before the age of 7, I saw my mom work 2 jobs, go to night school, and study to have a career. And money was tight. So to make ends meet, my mom was on welfare. So I knew that we did not have enough money, and I heard lots of phrases while I was growing up that were like this. We can't afford that. We don't have enough money for that. Money doesn't grow on trees. So when I was 7, we moved to Colorado to be with my mom's family, and my grandparents were really wealthy. They lived in a beautiful home. They belonged to a country club, and suddenly I started having weekly dinners at the club, receiving private tennis lessons, swimming at the fancy pool with other kids from my school. And then a wealthy aunt of mine passed away and left my family with even more money. So we were millionaires. And we had people on speed dial who invested and managed the family money. And there was talk of inheritances and the stock market and investments and our annual income earned off interest alone. And my mom, she still said the same things. We can't afford that. We don't have enough money. Money doesn't grow on trees. And I remember being so confused. My wishes and dreams as a small child who had watched her mom never have enough money and work so hard had actually come true. So I'd spent night after night praying, asking, wishing, imagining, hoping that we would have more money. And then it happened. Life changed. We had more money. And things were different, but they weren't at all, really. So my mom could not appreciate that money. Not really. We did buy a bigger house, we had a nicer car, and we had money in the bank, and there were these conversations with these people on speed dial. But those stresses and anxieties and conversations that I grew up with in my home around money, they stayed the same. And I remember being really heartbroken and really confused. And I felt like my mom could not see that a miracle had happened. She couldn't even appreciate it. We didn't get to celebrate it. Like, didn't she know that all our dreams had just come true? So fast forward to now, and I get it. I'm an adult, and I've studied education and psychology for years, and I've read people's energy from all over the globe. And I finally understand that we all have money stuff, and just having money isn't actually going to take care of your money issues. And the single biggest factor in our money conversation and our money mindset are the unconscious beliefs that are underneath running the show. My mom couldn't actually enjoy her money because she grew up with belief systems about money that were ingrained really early on and reaffirmed throughout her life. So even when more money came in, she couldn't really enjoy it. And therefore, you know, none of us could really enjoy it because there was so much stress. So this is my number one lesson for you today. It is our beliefs in our subconscious mind that make our decisions and determine our success with money. So to get at them, we have to dig deep about what we heard or what we witnessed growing up around money. So no matter whether we have money or not, how we grew up, what was going on during our formative years, so before the age of 7, those stories, those conversations, those habits, those patterns laid the groundwork in our minds, bodies, energy systems, and our brains. And we now know the latest scientific research shows that, in fact, we inherit belief systems in ourselves through the generations. So all of us had relatives who lived through the Depression. And in that time, it was life or death, and money was hard to come by, and people didn't have it, or you had to save it or don't spend it. My great aunt that I was telling you about, the millionaire, she was born in 1906, and so she was an adult in the Depression. And before she died, she would wear the same pair of shoes the whole time I knew her, and when they got holes in them, she'd sew them up. And she had a couple of dresses they wore, and when they got holes in them, she would sew them up. And she would clip coupons, and we'd go out to eat, and she'd use her coupons. So it's like it didn't matter that she had $1 million in the bank. Her money mindset never changed with her circumstances. So we have to work with our belief systems. We have to transform those stories of fear and loss and lack, and that's what I'm going to talk to you about and teach you about today. So here's the time when I'm going to ask you to pick up your pens or pencils and your notepads and dig deep with me here for a second. So imagine that you were born into your tribe and family. And I want you to think back. What was going on with regards to money? What were the money conversations? So just imagine that you're drifting back in time to about the age of 7 or before. This is your first clue to your belief systems about money. Answer this question. What is your first memory around money? And I'm going to be quiet for a minute. and let you write that down or think about that. What do you first remember about money? Go. Okay, so I just hopefully something's come up for you. You trust the first thing that's there. I want you to think about how old were you and what happened. And just make a note about that. Bring that energy up. So that is like the storyline. It's the sentence that you heard probably. And I really mean it like a sentence. I think of it like a prison sentence. That was probably your sentence in life. And I really want you to get, this is actually running your life. And it's probably even worse. Because we have a little bit of access to it in our conscious mind, but there might be even more to it in the subconscious. It's really deep. Some decisions you made from that child perspective. So the good news is that to clear it, bringing it into our awareness actually helps. That's the first step. Panache Desai is an amazing spiritual teacher, and he says that when things are hidden and we're in denial, they have a power over us. But when we bring them into the light of day, we are free. So just being here on this call and being willing to bring this energy up is transforming the power that your subconscious has over you. So I want to say good job. Good job to you for showing up here, because that tells me you're ready to transform it. Just bringing it into your awareness is the first step. But we're going to take it a step further, and now we're going to clear this energy, okay? So that whole story, all that is, all that energy that you just brought up, whatever flavor it is to yourself, bring it up, feel that energy. And now I wonder, would you be willing to uncreate and destroy all of that energy, that whole story? Now, when I ask you to uncreate and destroy things, we're not uncreating and destroying anything that's true. The truth, love, that cannot be uncreated and destroyed. But we can undo lies, false beliefs, oaths, vows that we've taken that are not true, okay? So all that is, that whole story, we uncreate and destroy it. And I'm about to say a funny little clearing statement from Access Consciousness that's designed to go around your unconscious mind to get the energy, okay? And it's abbreviations that mean a whole bunch of different things. So bear with me here. Everything that is, we're going to uncreate and destroy it times a godzillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. We clear and transmute that energy through all time, dimensions, space, and realities. Now, I want you to check in with your energy. Do you feel lighter, heavier, or about the same? And just trust yourself on this. Again, just immediate, boom, I feel lighter. Because if it feels lighter for you, then you've cleared that energy. Light is truth, heavy is a lie. So if you feel lighter, you know that you've just cleared that lie out of your space. If it feels heavy, then I want you to notice where in your body you still feel that heaviness. And you can continue to just work on, you might tweak the particular sentence or energy or story or flavor to really get at the energy. And it may just take a few more times of clearing it, okay? And that's what I work with people on in my Clear Your Money Blocks coaching, is digging into those beliefs. And I have great ways to ask questions to really help bring up that specific subconscious energy. But for now, keep playing with it. Keep clearing it, okay? So stay with me here for a minute, and I'm just going to assist you in clearing some common energies of money beliefs, okay? And we're just going to practice and see if we feel lighter, heavier, about the same, okay? Because here's the thing. To me, we are infinite beings. We are spiritual beings. We are this beautiful, powerful energy. And as such, we are able to clear energy from our own space. That is our birthright. It's our divine right. We don't have to go around lugging baggage you know, from years ago of outdated belief systems that weren't even ours in the first place that we inherited that don't serve us. I mean, what's that about? We don't have to do that. So, if you have something running your life called, I don't have enough money, would you be willing to uncreate and destroy it? Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. We clear and transmute that whole story through all time, dimension, space, and reality. Cancel, clear, delete. Lighter, heavier, about the same. Here's a good one. I don't make good choices with money. If I have money, I spend it. Like, I can't be trusted with money. I don't have good abilities with money. I don't know what to do with my money or how to invest my money, or I don't have enough. All that that is, that whole story, would you be willing to clear and transmute it? Cancel, clear, delete. Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Clear and transmute through all time, dimension, space, and realities. And so it is. Lighter, heavier, about the same. How about this one? Money is the root of all evil. Money people are so greedy, and they're so selfish, and it's actually not spiritual to have money at all. Everything that that brings up, would you be willing to uncreate and destroy it times a godzillion? Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So we clear and transmute through all time, dimension, space, and realities any limiting beliefs around money that anyone on this call has. And so it is. Cancel, clear, delete. Cancel, clear, delete. Cancel, clear, delete. That feels light to me. Feels really good to me. Because you know what? We deserve that. Money is a tool. It's a vehicle for transformation. And you and me, we're here to create powerful transformation. I know that about you because you wouldn't be on this call if that weren't true for you. So if something's in the way of you living large, I'm here to assist you and help you. We can work it out together because we're going places. That's what I know. Okay. So I also want to tell you, these clearing statements I've gotten and the energy that I work with, I've spent years and thousands of dollars on this stuff, and a lot of people don't share their secrets or techniques, and I'm just giving it away to you because I truly want all of us to heal and thrive, because I want to live in a world that works for everyone with no one and nothing left behind, and I mean that. That's my commitment. So if I can help you clear your blocks around having more money, then I'm going to do it. And I believe spiritually that we are one. And I don't believe that like some sort of esoteric nice idea, but I actually truly believe that we are of the one source. You are me, I am you, what I do for you, I do for me, and so on and so forth. So if I can assist you in clearing energy, we all win, and up we go, okay? So to recap, we have just learned that our number one block to money is the subconscious mind. Our limiting beliefs that we inherited possibly in ourselves early on, and they sabotage us because we now know that 95% of our decisions are made from the subconscious. And so we have to be willing to reflect and dig deep and get curious and bring that energy up and clear it. Okay? So, lesson number two, the second biggest mistake that I see my clients making is that these subconscious beliefs have found their way into our conscious mind a little bit, and we can hear them in the conclusions that we make and the words that we speak. So it sounds something like this. I don't have enough money. I can't afford that. I'll never make it. It's hard to make money. Life is hard. I'm really struggling. I'm never going to get on top. No matter what I do, nothing changes. These sentences are like life sentences. We're in conclusion. We're in judgment. And that is only going to give us more of the same. And I think that people hear this and they're like, yeah, yeah, great. I know I've heard this before, but like, give me something actually really tangible that I can do that can make a change. And I am serious. Like, this is really important. This is not just some woo-woo stuff. This is like a deep spiritual law. So this is law of attraction. And maybe you're familiar with Toltec Wisdom and Don Miguel Ruiz and his really popular book, The Four Agreements. And one of the four agreements is be impeccable with your word. If you have not read this book, I highly encourage you to read it, okay? So be impeccable with your word. this is so vital, like truly vital, like vitality, like vital to life. We have to notice the way that we speak about our situation and start to take it seriously and talk differently. So Don Miguel Ruiz, in the Four Agreements, when he talks about being impeccable with your word, he says that our word is our magic. And it totally is. I believe this to be true. I just feel like I know this in my bones. And I bet you do too. That what we say has power. So this is the law of attraction, but this is also neuroscience. This is brain science. Because what we know about the brain now is that neurons that have fired together have wired together. So now we have nicely grooved pathways in our brain from the negative habitual conclusions that we've made, from the negative thoughts that we think and the things that we say. And the more that we say, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, pod talk, let's clear all that. The more we say that, the more we fire those same neurons, they wire together, and we've got this nicely grooved pathway, and now it's like a habit. It's almost like an addiction. It's like it's so easy to think that and say that. So it takes something to counteract that, and that's what we're about. We are these spiritual, powerful beings, and we're here to live large and to use our energy and to be conscious and be aware. And one of the biggest steps in that is be aware of what we're saying. This is a belief system. A belief system is just a thought that we've thought over and over again. And then you couple it with an emotion, and now we're manifesting things into our lives that we don't want. This is a belief system. So we think we don't have enough money. We feel super sad and disempowered about that. We keep repeating this. We think it's true, but it's not. And in the psychic world, we call this a picture. It is simply energy. It is an energetic cap or ceiling on what we think is possible. And it's absolutely not true. And it's not even really ours. We inherited it. Maybe it was repeated down through the generations of our family. It's like not even ours. This is not our problem to solve. So we've just got to realize that's not my energy. It's an energetic cap. I'm going to clear that, and I'm going to create something new. And then we think about our thoughts. So test it for yourself. See if it feels lighter or heavier. What else could I create? What else is possible? How much money could I make with ease and grace right away? Test it for yourself. When you get into that generative energy, going to feel lighter. You're going to create new pathways in your brain, new neurons that fire together. It's going to get really easy, okay? Because truth, are you an infinite being? Truth, are you fully capable, far beyond what you can possibly imagine? Do you believe that? I do. If that feels light to you, then moving forward, we're going to get vigilant about the way we talk about our money in our life situation, because we have to start to train ourselves to think differently. And reading inspiring material helps, meditation helps, mantras help, but one of the biggest single ways we can make a difference here is to clear that energy. Oh, I'm thinking I don't have enough money? Cancel, clear, delete, cancel, clear, delete, cancel, clear, delete. What else is possible? Okay? We've got to be in generative energy versus a place of lack. So here's another story I want to share with you about this that is so great about asking generative questions, okay? So before this was my business, I was a full-time teacher in the public schools. I'd always wanted to be a teacher ever since I was a little girl. My mom was a teacher. My aunt was a teacher. It's all I've ever dreamed of, okay? After 7 years of working full-time, I was really growing tired of teaching. I was stressed out. There was so much pressure. We were teaching to the test. I remember one day a student said to me, "Miss Haynes, school is a lot like prison." And he was right. I agreed with him. We had to follow these like regimented schedules. There was just so much to do. And I was like, this is not the place for me anymore. So I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to have my own business, set my own hours. And I really thought I would make it when I could like go for yoga or coffee in the middle of the day. So it all started when I just began blogging from my classroom. During my lunch hour, during my breaks, I just start blogging. And I set up a simple website, and I started writing. And then I finally signed up for a class at Psychic Horizons, where I got trained in being a clairvoyant and healing energy. And that had been something that was on my to-do list for over 6 years. So soon I was doing readings, reading people in class, offering it on the side. I was really good at it. I loved it. It was fun and joyful. So I decided to leave teaching, jump off the cliff, and build a business as a psychic. And that was crazy talk. That was crazy talk. I was so scared. I remember the first time that I started speaking this to people, and it was like I let the cat out of the bag. It was this huge, courageous moment. And the magic started to spread, and it started to get easier and easier to say. And then I finally said it one day to my mom. And she cried. She got really mad at me. And she told me that I would be the ruin of her and the ruin of the family, and that all the money that we had saved and that was for her retirement and that wasn't invested, I would, you know, break the bank, and I would be the ruin of everyone, and she'd lose her retirement and take her for everything she's worth, you know, because she assumed I would fail and she'd have to bail me out and support me. But the truth was that was just like her past and her belief system. She came from a family where, you know, my grandpa stayed in the same position for like 50 years. My mom, she retired as a school teacher after like 30 years. The idea that I would say that I was done after 7 was unfathomable. And I didn't know what I would do, and I didn't know how I'd survive, and I didn't know where I'd get money, and I felt horrible and so guilty. But I knew that there was no going back. This is what Joseph Campbell calls the heroine's call. He calls it the hero's journey, but we're women, a lot of us, and the people I work with, and I'm a woman, so I call it the heroine's call. It's hearing that call inside, that longing, that still small voice that we know is telling us what to do, and answering the call. He says most people don't answer the call. So I didn't know what I would do. I had no money, but I just kept speaking my truth and asking questions. And then one day out of the blue, a friend of mine happened to mention to me that he was living off of his para retirement. And I was like, what do you mean? I have para. And suddenly I discovered that if I cashed in my retirement from my teaching career, they would match half and I would get a check for $30,000. I never knew this. I never heard of such a thing. I literally had no idea that this was an option. And here's the thing. This is the magic that can happen when we start getting brave and having the courage to speak our truth and take actions and ask questions. Magic happens. Money we didn't know we had can actually show up. And this was my first lesson in this. And since then, I have had magic happen like this again, and I've had other friends and people who, like, literally get windfalls or lots of money from places they didn't know. So I suddenly realized that not only could I quit my career, but I would also receive $30,000, and I could take a full year off to live and to travel and to grow my business. So asking questions is a tool of access consciousness, and they talk about not answering questions, but simply asking. When we get curious and we let the universe surprise us, we become aware of new possibilities that perhaps we would never have seen had we been stuck in conclusion, okay? So if I wasn't asking questions and I decided just not to tell anyone, then I might have just gotten stuck and said, I can't do it, I'm not going to have any money, there's nothing I can do, and I'm going to stay in that energy, and then now I might still be a teacher, working really hard, long hours, getting sick all the time from the kids, coming home late at night with no more energy than to just lay on the couch, having my daughter have to go to daycare, okay? So I'm not suggesting that everyone take out their retirement. This is a personal choice for those of you who may even have that choice. But for me, it was clear. I was willing to risk it to have the money now or then and to find a way out of my career. So I quit, I cashed it out, I had $30,000 in the bank, You should have seen the way the bank rolled out the red carpet for me. Oh, come over here, Miss Haynes. Well, what about these accounts? Blah, 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 blah. It was so great. I was on cloud nine, and I literally up-leveled my whole game. Suddenly, not only did I make this huge change, and I wasn't going to be a teacher anymore, but I had more cash in the bank than I've ever had in my entire life. Okay? But I had to be willing to take a risk, speak my truth, go against my family, and stay curious and ask questions. Okay? So, notice what you see in here. Start asking generative questions. Notice what you see in here. And who is in front of you right now? Where are you right now? Well, you're on a call with me. This is where you're meant to be. You've been guided here because there is an answer or a clue or an opportunity here for you for what is next for you if you are only willing to see it, to honor it, and say yes. Okay? Ask and you shall receive. What else is possible? And here is an amazing question for creating more money right away. This is from Access Consciousness. What must I know, be, perceive, or receive to have more money right away with ease and grace? Say this 10 times a day. I'm not kidding. I cannot tell you how many times I have had money in my wallet that I didn't realize, that I have had money in places I didn't realize, that I had forgotten to cash checks that I didn't realize, where I was so stuck in conclusion, like, I don't have any money, what am I going to do? And I'd literally start to ask this question, what must I know, be, perceive, receive? And the asking of the question creates awareness. And then I'd be like, oh, my God, I haven't cashed this check that's in my wallet. So sometimes we just go unconscious. We just do. I think that there's a lot out there in the world that's like anti-consciousness. The media and, you know, the things that we're just bombarded with and the way there's kind of mind control about how you should behave or what you should do or how you should look or what you should buy. It is super easy to go unconscious. We actually have to work to stay conscious. Asking questions creates awareness. Awareness is consciousness. We just got to get conscious. Because I tell you what, if there is a will, there is a way. And we just got to keep being open and let the universe surprise us. Okay? So, perhaps there's money around that you're not seeing, like my $30,000. Okay? All right. Now, I want to share a special resource to help you with clearing your blocks and digging deep into what your particular flavor of money blocks are, okay? So this is what can make a significant change. I want to help as many of you as I can to stop struggling with these blocks. So I have a special offer for those of you who are here on the call to open up my calendar to help 10 people with what you're struggling with. You can sign up for a complimentary strategy session with me, and you can go to this link right now and sign up, theboulderpsychic.com/free-session. Okay? So I have a baby daughter, Sophia. She's 7 months old. She's so precious. And I don't have a ton of time in my calendar. I am totally opening up space. I will hop on the phone with you and have a free call, and I will help you get clear, and I will help you work with this energy, okay? I'm just giving this away. So go to theboulderpsychic.com, boulderpsychic.com/free-session, S-E-S-S-I-O-N, and fill out the short application, okay? And get on the phone with me. I would love to talk to you. If you are struggling, I can help you. I can help make a difference for you. We can dig deep into your money story. We can clear that energy. So here are the benefits of this offer. So you can make your choice right now and take advantage of this if you want to bust through your blocks. Okay? Because taking small steps is the best way to get out of being stuck and move through overwhelm. So if you get on this call with me first, you're going to be taking small steps toward what you want. So you're actually telling the universe that you're ready. You're taking action. Fear plus action is courage. So you're being courageous, just like I had to be courageous to be like, Mom, I'm quitting my career. I'm retiring after 7 years. right? So we have to take steps, and this is a step that you can take to really make a change, okay? Because too many of us, we get stuck, we're perfectionists, we let our stories run our lives, so we think, oh, some other day or some other time or when I have more money or not right now or I don't have the time, and then those excuses keep us stuck, okay? So don't be stuck. Don't use excuses. Go to theboulderpsychic.com/free-session. Get one of those spots. They're going to go quickly. So sign up if you want to get some help and connect with me, okay? And I'm going to ask you some generative questions. What would it feel like? Feel the lightness in your body. What would it feel like for you to have more ease and freedom around money? What would it feel like if you didn't have to get up every day and feel like you're struggling or trying to figure out what to do next? Imagine what it would be like if you were confident in your business and your life. What would you be able to be, do, or have? What would be possible if you choose to play a bigger game? What if you could stop being afraid of putting yourself out there and you could make more money right away just for being you? That's what I'm interested in. I have a theory that we can all get paid for being ourselves because we're magical beings here with awesome things to share and offer and contribute to others. And sometimes the way we say it, another can hear it the way we say it. It doesn't matter how many people have written books about it, how many coaches are doing it. There might be the way that you speak, your particular stories, your particular journey that you've traveled, that when you get through it and you bust through your blocks, you can turn around and help others on the path. And there are people out there who can only hear it when you say it. I really believe that. What would it take for you to make $10,000 or more in your business or just with your creative ideas right away with grace and ease? Anything in the way of that, let's uncreate and destroy it times a godzillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cancel, clear, delete through all time, dimension, space, and reality. What else could you create? What else is possible? So again, one way to stay in action, to keep this ball rolling if you're feeling inspired today, to get unstuck, ask me about something you don't know how to do. This is a great opportunity to move forward. Okay? So first 10 people who are signing up, you get to have a complimentary strategy session with me, okay, so that we can help you to be clear so you can move forward. I want to know what's going on with you out there. I love talking to people. I love connecting with people. I love getting on the phone. It is such a high for me. It is so generative. It is my purpose. It is my passion. It's my life. So use me up. That's my divine prayer every day. I want to be used for higher and greatest good, and living up, up-leveling is the way to do it. Okay. So here is the final thing I want to talk to you about, the third lesson, okay? The final mistake I'm going to share with you today. So to recap, we have talked about the number one block to money, our unconscious beliefs. They get in the way. They're under the surface. They're running the show. They sabotage us. We have an upper limit. It's an energetic picture. So what do we got to do? We got to clear it. The second biggest block is people believe that stuff. I don't have enough money. I can't do it. We believe it. That is hogwash. We got to clear the energy. We got to work with our mind, be vigilant, create new pathways in our brain. And then the third thing that we need to do, the final mistake that people make, is they don't invest in themselves or get help to make a change, okay? I think that staying in our own minds is like being in a blender. It's the blender of your own mind. How many times have you been in your shower, in your bathroom, in your bedroom, in your bed, late at night, whatever, locked in a story of defeat and despair by yourself? We got to, like, get out of the house, go connect with people, reach out, tell our truth, share. We have to do that. We're in big trouble if we stay disconnected. So if we think that we don't have enough money or we can't do it now or we can't invest in ourselves or we can't make that change or we can't take action that's different moving forward, then this is a huge mistake. We're just going to stay spinning our wheels right where we are. As long as we're not willing to invest in ourselves or do something differently, and we don't really put our money where our mouth is and walk our talk, we will not change, okay? So when there is a way, I mean, when there is a will, there is a way. I believe that women are so resourceful. I know this for myself. And we can find a way to make change happen if we so desire it. But as long as we keep saying to the universe, I don't have enough right now to invest in me, can't do it right now, we're making excuses, we keep ourselves blocked, we repeat the old paradigm, we stay stuck, nothing changes. Okay? Tony Robbins says, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. I used to have that poster hanging in my classroom. It's so true. And for years, I would look at this, and I would look at this every day I walked into my classroom. And I started to realize, if I want something to change, I have to do something differently. I cannot keep showing up for the same old life. So I remember when I first, you know, jumped off that cliff and I left my teaching job and I got that $30,000 and I started building my business and then I invested in business coaches and programs. And then I remember when I finally decided to really invest in a business coach. If you're anything like me, maybe it like sat on your to-do list for a long time before you like took an action. I seemed to take a while. But I finally one day realized I had to do something different in my business and I was going to invest, I was going to up-level. And what I invested in my business coach was far beyond anything I've ever invested in my business. It was like a whole new paradigm, blew me out of the water. Like there was no way, quote unquote, that I could afford to do that. But you know what? I'm resourceful. I did. And I invested more in myself because I knew that I was ready to tell the universe that I was ready. I was ready to play a bigger game. I was ready to up-level. And I had to put my money down and say, now's the time I'm doing it. It's like putting more skin in the game. And I have made so many new contacts through that coach, received so many new clients through that coach, figured out how to be more clear about who I am and what I offer in the world, gained more confidence, created more programs, found more resources. It's like beyond, you know, it's like you get 10 times back what you're willing to put in. What you put in, you get back, but even more so. And it's awesome to have someone hold me accountable so I wasn't just like a goldfish circling in the fishbowl of my own mind, okay? I had to have a clear plan and focus, and I needed to reach out to someone else to help me have that. So lesson number 3 to recap for you. In order to have a new result, we have to make a new choice. We have to take a new action. We have to do things differently. I've shared with you today 2 powerful ways to clear your blocks, okay? You can get clear on your money beliefs running the show. You can clear those using the clearing statements I shared with you today. You can continue to be vigilant about how you use the magic of your word to speak about money. But the final thing I invite you into today is to get support moving forward. What would it be like to have someone to coach you through powerful clearings on your particular money blocks? What would it be like to have ongoing support over time? What would be possible if you created a new business or a life plan? Like a new energetic mock-up moving forward. Do you have a plan? Do you have what's next for you? Do you know where you're going? So whether it's me or someone else, I don't care. I just invite you from the deepest place within me. We have got to start playing a bigger game. We have got to quit hiding. We have got to quit believing the limiting beliefs that keep us small. And we have got to invest in ourselves and our future. And the number one biggest block that people have to money is to think that they don't have it. And we think we actually just have to have the money in the bank. But there are other ways to be resourceful and to make things happen and to receive. So we have to be willing to say, I want this. I'm going for it. I'm going to invest. I'm going to throw my hat over the wall. And I'm going to let the universe surprise me with how this gets covered or how this gets paid for, okay? So never give up. You are on a spiritual journey. You are here on purpose. You've got this lifetime, and you've got some things to do. That's what I believe you planned with your team of angels before you came into this body, and you've got things to do. I know it. You can make your dreams come true. You can be who you're meant to be. And the closer you get to living your true purpose, the bigger the fear may be, but the bigger the reward will be on the other side, okay? I still experience this too. I can tell you firsthand, I want to quit all the time. I want to not do this call. I always am trying to figure out ways I can get out of stuff, but I have a bigger commitment in the background, and it keeps me moving forward. And it's called a world that works for everyone, where everyone is thriving. I want my daughter to grow up, and I want these limiting beliefs that are passed through generations to be gone. I've told my mom, like, you know what? Our stories about money, we're not passing them on. It stops here. We're not telling Sophia that she doesn't have enough money. Okay, we're playing a bigger game. Okay, one of my favorite Joseph Campbell quotes is that the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. This is true. This is so true. Okay, I actually have had a really beautiful dream about this, and I'm writing a book that is basically about this. Okay, so the bigger your fear, the more you're on your path to your destiny. Okay, so let's recap. And then we're going to open up for Q&A. So the most important things you can do to clear your money blocks and amp up your life or biz is to dig deep. Realize what limiting beliefs are running the show under the surface. Clear the energy of those blocks, okay? And then be vigilant about the words you speak, the thoughts you think, the story you're telling about your money and your life. Treat your words like magic. Change your thoughts. Affirmations help. Clearings help. Meditation helps. Mindfulness helps. Stopping telling the story helps. Speak your truth. Be brave. Follow your gut instincts and trust the universe to support you. You need only ever know your next step. Don't expect to see the whole staircase. Just the next step. Okay? And get support. Don't try to go it alone. Don't keep doing what you've always done, expecting things to change. Don't stay in the fishbowl or blender of your own mind. Be ready to invest in yourself and take a risk to do something different, because what do you have to lose? Nothing. Nothing. Money is energy. You're not going to die. You're not going to die if you invest in yourself. Okay? So every single person on this call has something to offer, and you've got to get out of your own way so that you can share your services with the world, okay? So if you haven't signed up for a complimentary strategy session with me, I encourage you to go do that right now. Visit www.theboulderpsychic.com/free-session. Okay? So now I'm going to open up for Q&A. So if you are live on the call right now and you have a question, I am going to go into Q&A mode, and you are going to press *6 on your phone. And then please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and ask a question. And for the sake of time, please only ask one question, okay? So I'm going into Q&A mode right now. And if you would like to ask a question, press *6. And I will unmute you, and you can ask a question, okay? I'm going to give you a moment, find your bravery. Review your notes. We've got people live on this call, so if anybody would like to ask a question, just go ahead and raise your hand by pressing *6. Okay, good. We have a question. I'm going to unmute you. Hello and welcome. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, this is Brandy, and I'm calling from Colorado. And to be honest, I have less of a question. I just wanted to really reiterate something that I learned from you, Rachel, so I hope that's okay.
Sure, go for it.
I just really wanted to share about the last piece you said about really up-leveling and, you know, using the Joseph Campbell quote about facing your fear and walking into the cave. And so I just really wanted to share a really big success that I feel was supported with your work, which is that you helped me look at one of my biggest fears of up-leveling myself and my business. And within 1 week of having a session with you, I had 3 huge opportunities to step into. And it was more than I ever could have imagined and more than I ever would have done. So I just really wanted to share that with the people on the call and the people that are listening, because this work is so powerful, and I'm on this call today to continue learning about it because, as you said, it's always something we can grow into.
Oh, thank you so much, Brandy. Like, my heart is just shining hearing from you. You are so sweet, and I just want to tell everyone, like, I did not pay you to say that.
No, Rachel didn't even know that I was on the call today.
That is so awesome. Like, I just really appreciate your generosity and your willingness to do the work because, like, you couldn't have produced those results if you weren't willing. So thank you so much for being willing to play a bigger game and for showing up to work with me and for showing up on this call. That's just super awesome and super powerful.
So yeah, and thank you for all of the goodies because even though I've worked with you before, I learned more today. So thanks for your generosity, too.
You are so welcome. Do you want to share anything else about those three huge opportunities or what's next for you that's really exciting?
Sure, I will. Well, I had a real resistance and I had a story about how I didn't want to be in front of people and didn't want to do videos and show up more face-to-face in my business. And within a week of our call, I had produced a video that I shared with my entire email list, and then I produced a live webinar, and then I had a last-minute opportunity to speak at an international conference in front of over 100 people live.
That is so crazy. You went from, like, I'm not going to speak in front of people to,
yep.
like, a huge conference live on stage in front of a big audience.
Yep.
That is busting through your blocks. For sure. Good job, Brandy. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing that. And you just rock on. I know that the sky's the limit and you're just going to make so much difference for you and your clients. So keep on keeping on. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, my friends. Is there anyone else? This is your last chance. Last chance to ask me a question or to share something that you'd like to share with us. Just press *6 if you want to ask a question. Let's see. Okay. I have someone in our queue. Hi. Is this still Brandy or is this someone new?
Oh, I think you unmuted me again, yes.
I unmuted you. Let me clear the queue and see who else we've got. Thank you, Brandy. Okay, my friends, anyone else, if you'd like to ask a question, press *6 and we can connect. Otherwise, I'm going to call it a day. So final opportunity. Anyone else want to ask a question, connect with me, *6. Going once. Going twice. Okay, so thank you so, so much for being here, for all of you who joined live, and for everyone listening in the future, thank you so much. What would it take for all of us to play a bigger game, to create more right away, and to have lives full of peace, joy, and love? Anything in the way of that, I uncreate and destroy times a godzillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, hock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cancel, clear, delete, through all time, dimension, space, and reality. And what else is possible? Onward, forward, so much love today and every day. Namaste.